to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Nation, it's Friday!
I love Friday. I thought it was Friday four other times this week. And I'm tired.
It's been a long one.
Lots of
extracurriculars this
week.
It's
been a busy week.
Bunch of ticket stops. But it all leads up to 6 days from today.
Epic weekend, that is. Country
absolutely. Yeah. I looked at the weather, though. I don't want it to bring me down, Cheyenne.
I don't want to stop looking at the weather.
I don't want it to bring me down. I want, for some reason, the Lord. Please, Lord, save us from 100 degrees next week.
Amen.
Yeah, it's gonna be toasty.
It's cooking next week.
So just be prepared. Hydrate. Lots of sunscreen and chapstick. Don't forget the chapstick.
You gotta remember chapstick. I feel like people forget how important chapstick actually is.
Yeah.
But it is very important.
My son will walk around with the crustiest of crusty lips.
Dude, right?
And I'm like, Justin, look, we have this tool in life. It's called chapstick. It's super easy to put on your lips every 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it'll get rid of that. He's like, oh, there's nothing wrong with my lips, Dad.
Actually, everything is wrong with them right now. They'd be nasty.
I'm like, wow. Okay, you're just cool with that.
I'm not.
But he's also the type of kid that will be like scrubbing his feet with his fingernails and then putting his hands in his mouth.
Stop it.
He'll put his hands right in his mouth.
No, stop.
I'm like, don't you see the problem here? He's seven. He's seven. He does that stuff. I'm sure I did that when I was seven, too. But he's a kid.
That's wild.
Grown-ups need to be more cautious of their lips.
Yes.
Don't have crusty lips.
If you're a grown-up walking around with crusty lips, we got problems.
After 8 years old, you can't have crusty lips. Ever. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Non-crusty lips at Country Thunder.
Non-crusty lips. Lots of hydration. That's going to be awesome, man. I'm excited about it.
I love it. And you're getting super ready for Country Thunder today because we're going out to Kimes Ranch.
Yes.
And you're getting some new jeans.
I did look on the website.
Oh, good. I'm glad you pre-prepared.
And it's going to be an adventure. It's going to be a full
They're
commit.
They're different jeans than you're used to.
They're very different jeans.
Yeah. They're made for riding and they're made for ranchers. Like, they're cut a little bit higher in the hip.
Two things that, Cheyenne, I'm
You're
totally
not.
Familiar with. Roping and riding.
But they're super good jeans. They're thick, so they're great quality. Like, they're good jeans.
All right. Hey.
So, I'm excited to take you out
there. Let's try it out.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. Also, tomorrow, we are going to be at the State 48 Charity poker night?
Yeah.
It is poker night, right?
Bet on AZ.
Yeah.
I think is what it's called. Correct me if
and
I'm wrong.
And it's also Western inspired?
It is. I'm a little bummed about this.
Why?
Because
I think this is perfect.
Everything
this is
that we do,
our
everything that I do is Western inspired. And I was really looking for a cocktail dress. I really wanted to wear a dress.
I got you.
It's called Bet on Arizona. It's their charity poker tournament and casino night, and it is officially sold out as of yesterday.
Hi-oh!
So we will see you guys there. We're super excited.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking great. Nico's going to be in his new jeans and his boots.
I will be wearing brand new jeans.
I love it. And your rancher hat bar hat?
Yeah.
Samesies.
Yeah, full.
Yeah.
Full tilt.
I'm so excited.
Full country, Nico.
This is going to be a moment.
We will definitely share some photos and videos and stuff. It's going to be a great event for charity, obviously, for State 48. So if you want to follow our Instagram, at Nico and Cheyenne. At Nico and A-N-D Cheyenne on Instagram.
Spell it right.
Go ahead and get. Well, I was just saying it's not the symbol.
No, it's not the ampersand.
The ampersand?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to say ampersand also because it makes you look kind of like that guy. You know what
I'll
I mean?
That guy.
Like, what guy is that?
Instead of just saying the and symbol, saying ampersand is it's a little
yeah,
like.
Why call things what they are?
It is a little.
Let's just sound
Abe
like
with the logic.
Like, hey. Why would you want to sound ignorant?
Yeah, but it says something about you. It says you're a little.
Yeah, you got to be more confident.
You're a little bit of a. You're a little bit of a.
No. Really? No.
Yeah.
Just for knowing what a symbol is actually called.
Yeah, you can't say ampersand unless you're like a a school, like, what's it called? The professor.
Wow.
You have to be a professor.
Ampersand.
This to use the word ampersand.
Ampersand.
It's a sad world that we live in.
All right, y'all. Let's get into a Friday show.
Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Today we have some bona fide good news for Bradley.
Oh, I love bona fide.
His brother Max hit me up and said, look, he just went through a breakup. The good news is this breakup may have triggered the return of an old fling.
Oh, yeah. Spicy.
Ooh, this is going to be a good one. Okay. All right, let's break the news.
Hello, who is this and why are you continuing to call me?
Hey, Bradley, my name's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. Hi.
Okay, never heard of you.
This is Bradley, right?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, I have news for you. That's what I do. I call people and break news. I have news from your brother, Max.
Okay, well, why are you calling me and not my brother, Max?
Your brother, Max, reached out to me and said, can you please call my brother? It's a service I provide. I just break news. So if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to break the news now. He wanted me to tell you that your high school girlfriend, Becky, has been DMing him about you now that you're single again. Apparently, she saw on social media that you recently had a breakup with your girlfriend, and now she's reaching out through him to find your interest in getting back together with her. If that's a possibility, I don't know. I don't really care. To be honest with you, it's between you and Becky and your brother.
Yeah, I don't understand why my brother's involved in this, but that's actually kind of ironic because I did the old down the rabbit hole of looking her up recently on social media. Yeah, I've actually been thinking about it.
Hey, Bradley, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country 107.9.
And Nico might not care nor be interested, but I am.
The story, plot.
What's happening?
The plot just thickened.
So you and Becky, I guess, dated in high school, yeah?
Wait, I'm on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Okay, all right.
So now I got questions. You and Becky dated in high school.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And then you obviously went your separate ways. You've had this girlfriend for a while. Y'all broke up. And now you're like, let me see what Becky's doing.
Yeah.
And now Becky's reaching out through your brother? Because she's like, I wonder what Bradley's doing.
Yeah, he's always meddling. I don't know why he's doing this.
This seems very
I feel like he's being a good brother.
Yeah. He didn't set you up. He's just asking you first.
This was meant to be, Bradley.
I kind of like this.
I think the universe is aligning for you to be back together with Becky.
We do accept wedding invitations. So when that happens, let
Bradley
us know.
Bradley and Becky.
Whoa, slow down.
Bradley and Becky. Bradley and Becky. Hey!
Oh my gosh. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, that's kind of good news to get.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Cheyenne, did you collect every single yearbook throughout the years of high school?
Yes, I did. And I did in middle school as well. Because we didn't have yearbooks ahead of middle school.
Right.
So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I only did my senior yearbook.
Really?
Yeah, I really didn't care about high school at all. So when it came to the superlatives or anything regarding the student body, number one, I probably didn't even know who they were. That's how detached I was from my school.
How many people were in your graduating class?
500.
I had less than half of that. So.
Yeah. No. There were a lot of people that I'd never even seen before.
That's crazy. I was like, that's wild.
Who are you? So it's that time of year. Yearbooks are coming out. Superlatives are on the table, which means like what you're known for, whether you're most likely to be successful, most likely to have 20 kids, most likely to be the class clown.
Yeah.
Or that's not really.
We had like, you know, most flirtatious, best smile.
Oh, yeah.
Things
Yeah. Did you win anything?
I did not. And to be frank, I'm still pretty salty about it.
Yeah.
Because
you're still sticking to that, huh?
My smile is award winning.
Have you looked at your own smile?
Exactly.
Top 10.
Ting. It's a great smile.
Top 10 smiles.
Yeah. So when I did not win best smile in eighth grade,
something fishy was going on.
Right?
You didn't grease the right people on that
one. I definitely did not. Did you?
No. I was featured in a couple different photos for like sports.
Like, you didn't get like most absent?
Because I played a couple different sports. No, no, but if there was a superlative that was like most likely to not graduate, that was...
That would have been you.
It would have been me and Rusty.
Right.
Like, it would have been...
Who's Rusty?
This other kid that was like always dirty, never had combed hair. Like he was...
Rusty.
He was fighting like once a week.
Wow.
He was that kid. Yeah, everybody had one of those kids.
I wonder what Rusty's doing now.
Yeah, I don't think he made it out of... I don't think he made it out of juvie. Oh, I really don't. I don't know. But needless to say, it was a battle between me and Rusty for most likely to not graduate. Producer AB Baby, superlative, what would you have won?
What would I have won?
Or what did you win?
What did you win? Did you win one?
Yeah, I got most likely to never meet the height requirements to ride a roller coaster.
Stupid. That's not real, is it?
He's Jokes been hanging on to that for the last 2 minutes.
I choose not to. Not because they say I can't.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Oh,
it's a choice.
Gosh.
No, I also had a graduating class of 500, and I blended in like wallpaper, so I got no superlatives.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that like?
We're a bunch of losers.
We are.
I mean, we did other memorable things. We just didn't make the yearbook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah, for sure.
And I mean, you know what? I guess, yeah, I did make the yearbook for other things, but it wasn't for those.
And you know what? But also, look at us now.
Look at us now.
Look at us.
Hey, hey.
Hey. Look at us.
Hey, look at us. Most likely to succeed. 602-894-5653. Yearbook time. Superlatives. Tell us if you won, if you didn't, or what you should have won. Let us know. Neither one of us was awarded any type of notoriety.
It's rude, really.
In the yearbook. For the superlatives, which categorize, there's a lot of division happening in high school.
A lot. Like,
not
if you,
only,
if
like,
you
clicks,
wanted people to not feel good about themselves, awarding people awards like this was definitely one of them.
Yeah. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't win anything like this.
I'm still salty about it. It's fine.
We got Tina and Chandler on the phone. Good morning, Tina.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Hey. So what's the story with you and the high school yearbook?
Okay, so I actually used to work the yearbook.
Oh.
Oh, the yearbook committee?
Yeah.
Yes. it might have been a little petty in high school.
Okay.
I feel like you're not setting yourself up real well here, Tina.
I mean, like, to be honest and fair.
So you were like a dream crusher.
Yeah, what did you do?
Well, I would hand out the titles, you know, like, they didn't always vote on best smile or best hair or like, so sometimes like I would just hand out titles to people like most likely to fail in life.
Oh my gosh!
Best hair.
And you got that past the editing version, like the editing step of the yearbook?
Yeah, because you vote on it as a class. So if they didn't vote on it, if they didn't add the title in, I would just add the title in.
Oh my gosh.
That's
and
so
like
sneaky.
I mean, I would give my friends like the best titles, right?
Yeah. Why not?
My best friend got best hair.
Uh-huh.
Right? My other one got most stylish.
Did they deserve those titles?
I mean, in my opinion, they did.
Oh, love that. That's what best friends do.
Yes.
Love that.
If I could have only been there when they first cracked open those yearbooks and all like the popular people were like, I'm definitely going to win best smile.
Yeah.
And then it's all your friends.
Best smile is like, I mean, the person who just got braces put on.
These are the people that hang out with Tina. They all hang out with Tina. What the hell is happening?
Oh my gosh. That's funny.
I feel like it's good. Like, you got to give your friends, you know, props.
You know what? You are your own friend's biggest hype man. So you were there for them, their senior years, and I'm here for you now. And I love it.
That's amazing. Well, hey, Tina, go ahead and continue ruining people's lives. It's all in good fun. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I got to meet some listeners yesterday.
I love that. Where'd you go?
I went to Inspiration Mountain School.
Ooh, where's that at?
It's in North Phoenix. It's Glendale, actually.
Okay.
It's not too far away from my house, which was super convenient.
That's super convenient because normally you're going like...
Yeah, way out
way
there.
Way far away.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was pretty convenient. But aside from that, the listeners that I got to meet were... I think they were like fourth graders.
Oh.
Maybe third graders.
Some young bucks.
Yeah.
Love that.
I got to present a $1,000 check for our Fulton Home School Salute to Mrs. Woodward at Inspiration Mountain School.
That's cool. It's I love I
do.
That.
I do it like a once a monther. And normally, like, I tell the kids who I am, and I have to really over-explain it because they're like, I don't understand
don't
what
know
he's
they
talking
don't
about.
Care. Yeah.
I'm a kid. And I was just like, hey, it's Nico from Camel Country 107.9. And, like, five kids were like, I listened to him in the car with my mom.
I love that.
So I felt like I needed to shout them out. And more importantly, Sharla from the administration office.
Ooh.
This woman was like, she said everything about our show. She was like, minute to win it. She recalled everything. She was incredible and obviously
That's
a
wild.
Huge fan of the show. Yeah. She was like,
love
tell
you,
Cheyenne, I love her.
Aw, I love you too.
And I wish she was here with you.
Aw.
Yeah, so
that's really nice.
I've never been embraced like that before. I mean, normally when a guy comes in with a big old check and money,
you're just yay.
I get like the, hey, how are you? The nice greeting, but they were like way over the top.
That's
and
awesome.
I was taking photos with Sharla and some of the staff. So, Inspiration Mountain School, thank you so much for the love.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
The official radio station of
Inspiration Mountain School. Camel Country 107.9. Shout out to the kids, man. That was cool.
I love that. Good for you. So much fun.
They kept raising their hands. And I was like, yes, like it's question and answer period.
Oh, stop it.
Like I was show and tell. And they're like, you're the person on the, your voice is the person on the radio. Like they couldn't put it together.
That's
like,
the
do you live inside my mom's car? Is that what happens? And I'm like, yes, I am the guy inside your mom's car.
That
like,
is
every
so
morning.
Cute.
Yeah, it was
I
awesome.
Love adult listeners, but there is something about the magic of radio and kids.
Yeah.
That makes my heart just sing.
When they put the pieces of the puzzle together, because they're clueless. They don't understand how radio works.
Yeah.
I'm in a studio in downtown Phoenix, and somehow I arrive in their parents' car.
It's wild.
Yeah. So
it is magic.
Super cool. Thank you to all those guys for showing so much love. It was an amazing experience, and we appreciate you listening.
We do. Thank you.
April, as you may or may not know, is Autism Awareness Month.
I did know this.
So if you don't know, I have a 7-year-old kid. He was born autistic. He's high functioning, but he's very intelligent. He just lacks social skills, which is kind of a double-edged sword because a lot of these schools, he's been homeschooled for the past couple of years. Also, he's in a lot of therapy, by the way. I appreciate all the suggestions and the comments and direction that we need to be going in. Thank you. That was very helpful. We are trying to get him into a school. So because his behavioral issues keep arising, it's been preventative into getting him into a proper school.
Right.
You know, a school that helps with the therapies and not just a public school. So we've applied to everywhere pretty much near our house. We're now extending it way out into like Tempe.
Which is a haul for you guys.
Yeah, we're North Valley people. So we applied to New Way Academy, which is this really highly rated and sought after school. It's 8 years old. So they do like 8-year-olds up and through high school. So
cool.
That one's like super on high on our list, but also it's 50 minutes away from home.
Oof, that's
yes
a jaunt.
So my wife was looking at that going, okay, we're probably gonna have to move. Like,
yeah,
that is not sustainable.
No.
Every single day, 2 hours in the car, basically just driving them back and forth.
Right.
So there was another one that was high up on our list, but it was it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's close, way closer. It's like in Peoria. It's like 15 minutes away from my home.
Oh, that's
so hello.
Yeah.
Hello. So
obviously,
when they did the tour, my wife was like, oh my God, this is great. This place is great. And it is called Autism Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfect. It checks all the boxes of like educational focus and obviously behavioral. And we found out yesterday, after taking a tour and submitting all our information with the IEPs and the this and the that, that Justin Lazarus, my autistic superhero, got accepted.
Stop
into
it!
Autism Academy!
Yay! Yay! Oh, I love that!
Your problem now!
That's awesome. Congratulations.
I say that humorously.
Yes.
Of course, he is their problem now. And my wife can finally not be his main educator, which was her title for the past year. And it's been stressful, man. It's been driving her crazy. She doesn't ever get relief.
No.
This is going to put it in the hands of the professionals.
This allows her to be a mom, too. Like, exactly. Mom first, not disciplinary educator first.
Exactly.
And I love that for her.
Yeah, it's going to be great for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody involved is going to get a little relief. And like I said, the people who are trained to do this and handle this are going to be doing exactly that.
I love that. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see him flourish.
The school for accepting him. I'm sure it was, you know, because he's a great human being and not because I have promoted it on the radio several times. That has nothing to do with it.
As the principal turns up the radio.
Hey,
just
listen,
a little bit.
They're getting paid either way, so they don't care. But we're looking forward to another chapter, a new chapter starting in second grade at Autism Academy. ASAP, too. Like, ASAP.
Like he's starting Monday?
Like they're going to throw him in immediately. I don't know when, but it's immediate. So
that's crazy. Yay.
So thanks to all everybody for your well wishes and your concerns and all the helpful messages. We appreciate it, and he's headed in the right direction, so thank you.
Yay.
Nico and Cheyenne,
Camel Country 107.9.
Well, the last 2 days of this first set of 10 questions, Nico, have been interesting. We haven't made it past question number one.
Not to speak badly upon my dudes, but my dudes have not come through.
They did not come through.
So we're putting it in the hands of a lady.
We've got Kayla from Peoria. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play Minute to Win It?
Yes, I am.
You've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over. Let's play.
Let's go.
10 questions, 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
This Country Thunder headliner was in a band called The Ranch before hitting it big as a solo artist.
Keith Urban.
Sharing its name with a city in Nevada, the wood of this southwestern shrub is used for smoking meat.
I don't smoke meat.
What do you smoke?
Carson?
What was that?
Carson?
Nope.
Oh.
That's not it. That is not it.
Well, at least we made it to question two.
You did better than the guys, so go, ladies. Now, unfortunately, you know how the game works, so you did not win that grand prize of 4 4-day tickets into Country Thunder, but we are going to send you with a pair of tickets into Country Thunder for Sunday.
Oh,
yay!
Congratulations.
Bailey Zimmerman Day. Congratulations, Kayla. Hang on just a minute.
Okay, thanks.
Well, that takes us into Monday.
Yeah.
So, guys, we only have a couple of days left, so we kind of need you to be ready to play.
Camel Nation, we need to buckle down.
Yeah.
Okay, these tickets got to go to somebody.
You did tell me to turn up the heat.
I did tell you to turn up the heat, and I maybe apologize. I don't know.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning to the y'all.
Morning. Do y'all see what I did there?
I like it.
Do you guys ever have dreams that just like absolutely you wake up and it starts your day off on the weird foot?
If it's like super real and you kind of do like a little panic, like, oh my God, is this really happening?
Yeah.
I rarely remember my dreams. Maybe one a month. Maybe.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get back to that in a second. That's wild. But yeah. I have to tell you about this dream.
Absolutely.
That absolutely destroyed my morning, okay?
It's no good.
I had a dream last night that I was pregnant, okay?
Okay.
Mind you,
You got baby fever.
Yes, I do. But also, like, I am not in a position where that's even remotely a possibility, okay?
Right.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
So I had this dream that I'm pregnant, and then I give birth into the toilet. Like, I go to the restroom, and then there's a baby.
Oh, man.
Like, and I remember this dream so vividly. I can walk you through step by step what happened in this dream down to the minute I wake up.
Well, good, because I do have some questions.
I have answers.
Was there anything in the toilet aside from the baby?
No, but that's why I went to the bathroom in the first place.
Oh, okay.
But there was not, that did not happen.
Okay.
So the baby falls, like I birthed the baby, it falls into the toilet. I've worked on an ambulance, so I know how to deliver a baby. So I pull the baby out and I'm like, don't have a sucker to suck its nose or its mouth. So I'm like pulling stuff out of its mouth.
Mucus.
Yeah, all the things. And then this dream continues And I wake up and I'm like, and then I had a baby.
Wow.
It was weird.
Okay. So I don't believe that dreams are in any way an impression on like what's happening to your life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you have certain dreams like, I was swimming in the ocean. That means you have to go pee.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like you drank too much soda. I'm running away from somebody who's chasing me. That means you may have had too much caffeine before you went to bed.
And now your heart is
pounding like crazy and it's telling you, you got to run.
Yeah.
But in my psychoanalysis of this dream, mm-hmm. Cheyenne, number one, you are going to get pregnant very soon.
No. Okay. First of all, I rebuke that.
Yep. Very
Absolutely
soon.
Absolutely not.
You're going to meet your soulmate. He's going to be your knight in shining armor. You are going to get pregnant very soon. It's going to happen very soon, so get ready for that.
I don't like this. Don't.
And then when you give birth to that baby, you will be on a toilet.
No. Double no. None of those things sound good at all.
I don't know what it means.
I don't either. But lucky for you, I have this thing called Google.
Oh, thank you, Google.
So I Googled it. And according to Google, dreaming about being pregnant can symbolize new beginnings, personal growth, creativity, or the anticipation of a significant life change or event.
Boom.
However, it can also reflect underlying anxieties or a desire for something new in your life.
Yes, you have a desire for your soulmate to come into your life.
That is true.
And
I would
impregnate
love that.
You immediately.
That, not so much.
Is it on the table, though?
It would be on the table for the right reasons.
You know
what? You don't think the bed would be more comfortable?
The right reason would be you have kids, I don't have kids, but I would love a kid.
I get it.
That would be the right reason.
Yeah.
But other than
it's
that.
It's on the table, clearly. She likes it rough.
Probably.
What do dreams mean? 602. 894-5653 Camel Nation. What does Cheyenne's dream mean?
No, that's I don't want to go down this road.
I want you to break it down for me.
I don't want to go down this road.
Hello, welcome to the Psychic Network on Nico and Cheyenne on a Friday.
Oh my gosh.
good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What do your dreams mean to you?
Oh my goodness.
Sorry.
This is actually not about my dream. This is about Cheyenne's dream.
Oh. Okay.
Your dream is literally how I was born.
Wait, you were born in a toilet?
When my mom was pregnant, she walked to and from work, and the elevator was broken in the apartment building, so she was up and down like 3 flights of stairs, and she thought she was just going to the bathroom, and out I came, and it was on Labor Day.
Oh my God. Born in a toilet on Labor Day.
I mean,
wow.
If you're born in a toilet, it can only get better from there, right?
Yes.
That's true.
Your life only has improved. So where was this bathroom located? I'm very curious.
In a little apartment in Monroe, North Carolina.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's a wild story.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
What is your name?
Dallas.
Dallas. Okay.
Missed opportunity.
She should have named her Monroe.
Toily.
Toily, shut
Toilet.
Up. Toile.
It's French. Oh, Dallas, well, that's such a cool story, man. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Of course. Thank you, guys. I love your show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Have a great day.
So many compliments.
You too.
But also, Dallas, if you are pregnant and you find yourself around an apartment building that has more than 3 floors.
Stay away from the toilets.
Stay away from the toilets, okay? Just do that for your kid.
And stay away from outhouses altogether because they ain't getting that baby back.
No!
Hey, Matt, Scott, Barry, Josh, Parmalee on the phone.
Good morning.
The whole crew is here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got the whole crew.
I love it. Well, thank you for joining Nico and Cheyenne this morning on Camel Country. Boys, you've been here before. You've performed with us. You know all about the valley. And now you are setting off on your own little adventure, which is fell in love with a cowgirl.
That's right. Worldwide. We're in search of all the cowgirls.
We're in Texas right now looking for cowgirls. That's what we're doing.
Oh, yeah? How's that working out for you guys?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I mean, as a country music band, that's pretty much the goal in life, right? You make music to, get a cowgirl. You make money to get a cowgirl. you work out to get a cowgirl.
I mean, it makes sense. I talked to Dustin Lynch one time said that his best pickup line is the fact that he is a country music artist. Do you guys use that pickup line when you're out looking for cowgirls?
No.
Eventually, they gotta find out. I don't use it as a pickup line, though.
Cheyenne, have you seen how tall Dustin Lynch is? He's got to say something.
Stop it.
I'm just playing. Boys, congratulations on the brand new album. Release day today. Thanks. How does it feel?
We picked our favorite 7 songs. We didn't want to overload everybody, so we have 7 songs on this part one of the album, and we'll do another 7 later. But right now, these are our top picks of the past songs that we've been working on over the past couple years, and really excited, man. We've been living with these songs for so long. It's just great to get them out. We've been teasing them, but nobody's been able to have the whole song. And it's exciting.
Yeah, you guys have been teasing it a lot on social media. I was just scrolling through your Instagram. Do you guys think of your social media stuff on your own, or do you have somebody who does that for you?
It's a collective effort.
I love
that. We know what needs to kind of get out there, but we have a whole team. I mean, that is the, you know, I'll say this in humor, but it's like the social media person is the new lead singer. Like,
yeah,
you got to have somebody that's on top of the game with social media, just as about as important as a band member, you know?
That is equally what happens here in radio, too. It's not, right. Not anymore. Hey, you got a good voice. That's not even a question. You used to have a voice for radio. You used to have to be fun. Now it's like, what's your following?
That's right. It's all about the followers.
We get how important it is, for sure.
So what is different from this album from your guys' last album? Because you said you've been sitting on this for a while. You had to pick your 7 favorite. Then you're going to come back with a part 2 of 7 more. What makes this one so different from the last one?
Well, the last one was kind of a continuation of Austin. When Just Away came out, we found our lane, what we needed to be doing. We like, this is our sound. This is who we are now, and this is kind of elevating all that. Going on the road for the past 4 years, touring with some massive hits, and taking those common denominators and then working those into songs, but also evolving and learning, you know, what our fans want to hear from us. And that's really what it is. It's just being excited about, you know, learning over the past 4 years and bundling it up into best 7 we could pick.
Do you guys think that this album is a true definition of what Parmalee's all about? Because sometimes, you know, you get pressured to maybe sound like what's hitting right now on the radio or whatever. Or is this actually like the definition of your sound?
I think this one is, because this is the first time where every song is pretty much completely different than the rest of them. And that's the way we started out writing songs.
And they are. And I don't think there's nothing on the radio that sounds like Cowgirl, I'll tell you that.
I love that.
It might be coming up. Who knows? we're excited. We all just want to make sure that we touch on, like, even the older stuff. It Feels Like Home kind of nods its head to Carolina a little bit, you know. Cowgirl's Fresh and New. There's a song called Day One that kind of nods its head to Just the Way Take My Name. And then there's a song called God Knew Better. It's really a throwback to, like, something we would have done when we first got started. So there's all kinds of hints in there. And we hope that the songs connect with people like they did with us.
Would it be a stretch to say that this is maybe your guys' favorite project, since it is so unique to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're all special in the ways that when they come about, things they do, but this one definitely is very exciting.
Jealous of the JBL Cowgirl party box, by the way. I have a friend.
That thing is sick.
Who literally walks around with a Bluetooth speaker wherever he is in life, and it's just rocking. So, Parmalee, I hope you guys carry that thing around with you 24/7.
We do. Shout out to JBL for hooking us up. Those things are awesome. If you do not have a JBL party box, I'm telling you, if you find a way to get one, the small one or the big one, they are a party in a box. They will jam any room out, and they're amazing.
This interview is now sponsored by JBL Party Boxes.
Talk to you about JBL Party Boxes.
They will get the HOA called on you, and we love it. Fell in love with a cowgirl. It's available right now, baby. It's Welcome to the World, and Cowgirl is blasting on the radio. Should we play it right now? Of
Absolutely.
Course we should, right?
Obviously.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Boys, good luck with it. Good luck with the tour, and we look forward to hanging with you again soon.
Thank y'all.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate y'all having us.
I want to walk into Home Goods, and I want to burn it to the ground.
That's an aggressive statement.
I know.
Please follow that up with a why.
My wife lives there.
Oh, okay. But that's still not a big enough reason to burn it down.
Do you know how many goods my home has? I feel like I can open up my own store called Dana's House and just start selling things right out of my bedroom.
I mean, probably.
She picks up a new, oh, we got new curtains. I'm like, what was wrong with the curtains? No, they weren't my curtains. These are my curtains. Get out of here. That's the dumbest reason to buy curtains. So her latest fascination is decorating our bed. Our bed.
What do you mean?
We have like six decorative pillows on the bed.
Oh, that's not that bad.
What?
That's not that bad.
No, these are not including the head pillows that you use to sleep at night.
Yeah.
These are the ones that I literally push off the bed. She gets so mad because I do like a clear the table
you
thing.
You do not.
I do a sweep. I go, phew, all
that's
decorative
just rude.
Pillows on the ground. And she goes, you're going to get them dirty. And I was like, keep the floor cleaner then. Because that's where they're going.
Nico!
I hate them. I hate them so
what
much.
What did they do to you?
They're
Why
just
do they
so
bother
useless.
You so badly?
They're so useless.
They're pretty.
Who are you prettifying it for?
For you.
For me?
She's keeping a nice, aesthetically pleasing master bedroom.
I don't care about how cute my bed looks. I care about one thing and one thing only. Well, two things. Another thing has popped into my brain. Number one, I want my bed to be comfy. If it's not comfy with a comfy comforter and a comfy mattress and comfy pillows, then I'm not happy. Number two is it has to be built for extracurricular activities. But decorative pillows in no way, shape, or form fix those two things at all or help them in any way, shape, or form.
But it's so pretty to your eyesight. I have eight. I have eight decorative pillows.
Oh my God, you're one of these.
I am. I have eight. So
why?
Because I like them. When I come home, when I make my bed, it's the first thing that I do in the morning. I get up, I make my bed, I put my decorative pillows on. When I leave, I see that my room, my bed is just, it's perfect. It's pretty. And then I come.
A technical term?
Yep. Okay. And then I come home and I walk into my room and I can look at it and go, yes, queen, you look so cute. And my bed looks pretty. And it just gives me a feeling of put together.
Okay.
So I am a fan of the decorative pillows.
All right.
Well, I have eight. And they're not going anywhere.
The purpose that you have just explained to me does not validate why decorative pillows are in existence at all. I will reach out to, I will let the Camel Nation weigh in on this one. Decorative pillows, completely useless or not.
You,
602-894-5653. You can call us, you can text us, any way you can get in touch. We would love to hear your opinion. 602-894-5653. Thank you. Be on my side.
Don't.
Thank you.
No.
Guys, I need you. Cheyenne, it is my firm belief that the men are siding with me on this one. Decorative pillows in general, waste.
Poppycock to that statement.
I wasn't expecting that word.
Neither was I. It just literally came out of my mouth.
all right, so we got Manny in Mesa on the phone. Manny, good morning. My wife has six decorative pillows on the bed. Isn't that ridiculous?
I mean, that's... What, six pillows? That's cute and all, man. But let me explain how we do it over here at this house. My wife is next level, and she has 14 decorative pillows
Ooh.
On each side. So her side, 14. My side, 14. And if anyone's good at math, that's 28 decorative pillows on a freaking bed.
So basically, your entire bed is decorative pillows.
I could barely get in the thing.
That's wild.
It's a lot.
Dude, there's no reason for that. There's no reason for that.
You want to know what your wife, Dana, would say, Nico? It's aesthetically pleasing.
It's aesthetically pleasing. It sounds like one of those pits that you do backflips into.
A foam pit.
A foam pit.
Are you doing backflips into your bed?
Are you guys doing backflips?
I mean, I need to get a ladder, at some point. Just to clear out the
That's what ceiling
bed.
Fans are for.
Seriously, making the bed is a chore, as you can imagine.
Yeah. Oh,
wait.
Do you have to make the bed?
Is there some type of pattern with 28 pillows? Like, what?
I imagine, because you said there's on both sides. I imagine they're just like two triangles that come down to a point.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds absolutely crazy.
She layers them, stacks them. They're color coordinated. It's a whole.
Oh, no.
Your bed now sounds like a bop it.
Oh, no.
Layer
it. Is a bop it.
Stack it. Twist it. Turn them.
Jump into it. Well, hey, man.
Don't get lost in the pillows.
That's got to come with some other issues, right? Like, you don't just have 28 decorative pillows on your bed and not, like, be crazy.
I mean...
I'm sorry. I just called your wife crazy.
You did.
No doubt.
Well, you know what they say. You never have too many decorative pillows.
I guess.
Yeah. I would say that's a disorder.
What disorder do you have? Decorative pillow disorder.
Emphasis on the disorder.
Ew. What is that?
That's how I kiss goodnight.
That's how you kiss goodnight?
What's wrong with that?
You're not actually touching the microphone, are you?
No.
The lips that have been on that. A lot.
I know what this microphone's been through.
So do we.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
If this mic could talk. Dang, man, this mic is nasty.
That mic is gross. My mic's not much better.
To get in our new studio for the new equipment, but that's all.
That's all. That's it.
I will run through the pros and cons of our new building on Monday's show.
Stick around. It's going to be
there's more
riveting.
Cons than pros. But hey, Camel Nation, have a great weekend. We'll be back here at 6 o'clock on Monday.
Love you so much. Bye.
Adios, muchachos.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.